Business leaders generally had good things to say about the president's speech, noting that he sent a harsh message to corporate executives about accounting fraud. They said the speech should push forward the process of restoring public faith in the corporate sector. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Business leaders have watched the unfolding corporate accounting scandals and the plunge in stock prices that have accompanied them with considerable dismay. One of the most prominent voices of alarm has been Goldman Sachs CEO and chairman Henry Paulson. Paulson said in a recent speech that he could not remember a time when business was held in such low repute. Today, Paulson had high praise for the way the president addressed the scandals.
He, first of all, set a high moral tone. He made it quite clear that CEOs and business executives need to hold themselves to a high standard of ethics, number one. And then secondly, he really laid down the law and again made it quite clear that he wasn't going to tolerate, the administration wasn't going to tolerate corporate abuses and that they were going to clean up the system.
Other business leaders echoed that sentiment. The Securities Industry Association said the president recognizes the fundamental soundness of the economy, but also realizes there are areas where reform is necessary. Carolyn Brancato, who directs the Conference Board's Global Corporate Governance Research Center, applauded the president's calls for longer prison sentences in cases of securities fraud. She was less enthusiastic about the president's establishment of a task force to coordinate the work of government agencies that investigate and prosecute securities crime.
I'm not sure how much interagency coordination, you know, is required beyond SEC and justice, and they already do that, I think, pretty well.
Some business leaders also appeared relieved that the president's proposals did not go further. The president said little about the accounting profession or about the independence of securities analysts. He did not comment on a congressional proposal to create an independent board to oversee auditors. Hank Cox, a spokesman for the National Association of Manufacturers, said the president was right not to endorse that idea.
If the legislation is not carefully drawn, you might create an accounting review board that would have some overlapping or confusing jurisdictional issues with the SEC, and we think Congress should be careful not to do that, not to create problems that would muddy the waters.
To John Castellani, who heads the Business Roundtable, a group of CEOs, the president's speech struck the right balance between addressing the confidence problem and over-regulating it. He told NPR's Talk of the Nation that no set of rules would stop people who are determined to break securities law from doing so.
What is going to be the best and final defense is a strong commitment by people who lead companies in America to lead them according to the highest standards and in the strongest and most ethical environment.
Whatever the merits of individual reform proposals, many business leaders acknowledge that U.S. industry has a confidence problem right now, one it has to address. The question is whether President Bush's address today will be enough to reverse the damage the scandals have caused. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.